Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Colchis, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Colchis. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sirened to her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you. After you to Colchis, Peleus's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, whore, and other royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps. Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms. That glad we did the old man in. This is a state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats.
So do you want to maybe describe your accent for me?
So I think there are many sounds that are typical of a Canadian accent, but also because I live in Toronto, I think there's a great influence from the United States. So it's not quite as strong as if you were to go east or west, for example. But I'd say that the main things that stand out that are different from a standard American accent would be the pronunciation of so, sorry, and then the out and about sound. So it's not what people think that it's oot, but it's more of like out. So there's that. And I think it's quite strange because there's certain pronunciations that I would use interchangeably. Like I would say aunt or aunt. And Torontonians would say pasta or pasta. So sometimes British, sometimes American sounding. But I think that having gone to an all-girls independent school, it was also enforced that we speak a certain way and a bit more clearly than...
Properly.
Yeah, a bit more properly, exactly. So I think I articulate a bit more. I still do have, like, dentalized T's. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would still say Toronto, not Toronto. Mm-hmm. But I think that's less often than a more standard Torontonian accent. But I do really think that it varies because, like, amongst my friends, a lot of us pronounce different words differently. And I guess it really depends whether you lean more towards a British pronunciation or an American pronunciation. So I guess that links back to family ties, and I think my family's more European-rooted, mm-hmm. so I go often more to the more British pronunciation. But I think that's about it. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.